Good afternoon to you all and happy Easter to you. It doesn't seem that long ago that it was Christmas, does it? And yet from then, it seemed a very long period in a different aspect because of the lockdown of the nation, the inability that we have to greet and meet. And it seems to be really dragging out, but the nation's now got a little bit of hope about it as we see things and hear things that are opening up, and maybe we'll be able to meet again fairly soon. And at the church, we'll keep you advised on that. But we seem to have a bit of hope about ourselves. All the meaning of Christmas, which I referred to, becomes clear at Easter. Christmas is a time of hope when the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, was incarnated into a man. And the Easter message fulfills that hope that we have through the good news of the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, the word Easter is an imported word into Christianity. It's a word that relates to pagan goddess, and for some reason Christians use this to describe the time. We find that this word Easter isn't in our Bible, apart from in the King James Version, in one instance in Acts chapter 12 verse 4, where Easter is used, when really they should have translated this word everywhere else as Passover. It was the time of the Jewish Passover. So Easter is an imported word, but we use it for convenience. We haven't discarded it over the years. Some would like to do so, no doubt. But we use it to indicate on our calendars this time of year where we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, through his passion, redeemed us, and through the resurrection, has brought new life to us. Speaking of the Book of Acts, we're going to read from Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 27. And this is a sermon by the Apostle Peter just after they had the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, and they were speaking in foreign languages, and some people thought they were raving. And Peter has a sermon for them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. So Peter starts his sermon addressing people with the term men of Israel. This is a joint Easter and communion service, as has been made clear. And the two do go together. They're around about the same event, the passion and the resurrection of our Lord. Easter, or the Passover, occurs one times a year, but communion at Bethany takes place every Sunday of the year, so 52 times a year. Other places may vary. At the moment, because of lockdown, we're just doing it once a month, and other churches do it once a month, and I even believe that some only do it once a year. But at Bethany, we do it once every Sunday. We remember the Lord Jesus in this way. Well, the Passover, as you might remember, is that time when the Hebrews came out of Egypt, what's called the Exodus. They left Egypt. Before they did that, they took a lamb, the best they had from the flock, and they sacrificed it, and they put the blood from that lamb on the doorposts and the lintel of their houses. And the angel or the avenger, when the angel saw that blood, he passed over them, and they were spared, whilst on the contrary, the Egyptians were not spared. The firstborn of every household was slain by the angel of death. A very sad tale in many respects, but also one of great rejoicing, of course, for the Hebrew people. And they've been remembering that ever since at what is called the Passover time of year. Well, Jesus is our Passover. He's the Christian's Passover. We believe that his blood was shed for us, and he passes over us because we're covered by his blood. He shed his blood for all the forgiveness of our sins. And it's really interesting that Jesus and his disciples were celebrating the Passover. They were Jews. They celebrated the Passover in that upper room. And then it was after that that the Lord Jesus instituted the service that remembers his sacrifice on the cross, the service of communion that we now call. But looking at Acts chapter 2, this first sermon in the book of Acts, the first Christian sermon, you might say, other than that that came from the mouth of our Lord, we see something of Luke's theme. We've been looking at Luke various times, Luke's gospel, going through that. And we see Luke's theme, what he was trying to do, because Luke also wrote the book of Acts. So you have the gospel of Luke, you have the book of Acts, both by the hand of this man. And he had a message, he had a purpose in what he was doing. And Peter leads through establishing who Jesus was. Here he is, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs that God did through him. So Jesus was established by these things. And then he goes on to relate about how the Lord Jesus was taken by cruel hands and slain at the cross. Now, these are historical events, as recorded by the Gospels. These actually happened. Now, there are some things associated with Easter that we celebrate that are not established from the Word of God. Things like we have here, the Easter chicken or the chick, and you might have one or two of these things interspersed around your house, or you might have them on cards that people have sent to you or you've sent to them, representing new life, of course. Easter, of course, is much more serious than chocolates and eggs and chickens and things like that. The message of Easter is much more serious. But these things are fun as well. And of course, I'm sure you all enjoy your Easter eggs and are probably gorging right now. I hope you're not. But we can dismiss these other things because we concentrate on what God's word tells us about Jesus. It tells us about what God has done for us. And what we learn is that it wasn't a contingency plan. It wasn't a last minute plan drawn up by God because of the sin of man. It was something that was it was arranged before the foundation of the world. It was his determined purpose, due to his foreknowledge of what would come, that his son's death would be by wicked hands. God determined it, but men are still responsible for what they have done by wicked hands. And of course, those wicked hands took the Lord Jesus and nailed him to that cross. Well, we know that it was our sin that placed him there, that sacrifice had to be because of our sin, my sin and your sin, place the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross. But thankfully, just as Christmas has hope, the Easter message has hope as well, it didn't end with the Lord Jesus on the cross. The cross is empty He was laid into a tomb. That tomb is now empty because God raised him up. And that's the wonderful message of Easter, that God raised the Lord Jesus Christ up. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven and now is reigning at the right hand of God the Father on high. But God raised him up. That's the Christian hope. That's the Christian message. And we have hope at the moment regarding lockdown. We have hope that we're getting rid of the virus. And it's something that we look forward to, that we'll be able to get out and about again. But of course, this is not guaranteed. Our leaders will not guarantee that, and they're quite right not to do so. It's not guaranteed. But the Christmas hope, the Easter hope, is a guarantee. It's for sure, because it's by the will of God and it's guaranteed in the Word of God. God is completely faithful and completely trustworthy. We can rely upon him. Just as all those Old Testament prophecies pointed towards the Lord Jesus on the cross and pointed towards the hope that is in the resurrection and the new life that is in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can trust in him. We use that word hope because that's how it's described in the New Testament, but it's a certain hope. It's not a just hope. You know, I hope so. It's a certain hope because it's based on the Word of God. It's based on the character of God, more importantly. And he has told us that we are saved if we trust in him. So place your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today. If you have already done that, I hope that this time of remembrance of the Lord Jesus, what he's done for us, sacrifice of himself on the cross, the love in the Godhead for doing all of this for sinful men, for me and for you. I hope that you enjoy this time of remembering our Lord Jesus Christ for all that he has done for us. And may God bless you until we see each other again. Thank you.